guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have actor and R&B singer here with me today, Dexter Kelly. How are you doing today, Dexter?
Yeah, I'm doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you here and to get into your music. So first, I want to get started with, like, how did your journey begin? Like, how did you decide that you wanted to pursue music?
So how did I decide that I wanted to pursue music? I feel like it's always been something I wanted to do, like, since I was a kid. It's kind of just always been in me. I don't think it was, like, even my decision, you know. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's just kind of in you, you know.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about, you know, like, making music is something, like, when you really love it and you're just passionate about it, it's something you would do. Just, you know, I'll always make music. I always write music. I always want to be around music, no matter where, you know, life takes me and stuff. So that's how I knew that I really loved it. It's like, it's something I could do whenever, for whatever, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I'm doing this to make money and to, I want to be super duper famous, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I really just love to make music. So it started, I guess it just started, you know, I've always kind of been an entertainer just in my life, just kind of my personality, kind of not even really trying. People are just always have just been infatuated with me, you know, in a way, like, not to say, I say that humbly, but, you know, I just got a really dope energy that people like to be around and want to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that goes with the entertainment side of things. In terms of, like, actually, like, making music, I didn't actually, like, want to pursue music, like, as a real thing, as a real career, as a real business. Until I graduated from college. It was like my it was like my first month out of college. You know, I was in college playing football, you know, made a couple songs here and there, made some songs in college, but, like, wasn't, like, taking it serious. I always, like, rapped throughout high school, like, freestyled even back to middle school. I remember, like, messing with GarageBand at my homie Ethan's house. We would, like, you know, just play around with it. But I didn't, like, fully was like, okay, I'm going to do this until I graduated college. So it's a, you know, it's a beautiful journey, as I like to say. I'm just living through it. So
I love that. So what did you major in college?
In college, I changed my major a few times. I started off wanting to do, like, journalism. Like, I wanted to do, like, advertising. And then I eventually went to business, but I took so many different classes, like a lot of, like, general classes that gave me just a broad knowledge of kind of, you know, everything from, you know, how, like, I don't know if you went to college, but if you did, you know, like, just basic classes, psychology and history. I had a lot of classes like that in my first 2 years, and then as I got into my later years is where I was really okay, like, I want to learn some business, like, but business is what I study.
Okay, so that's like helpful with the music industry too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I come from a family of entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, bosses, really. So it's not like, it's nothing new that I'm trying to do my, you know, trying to do my own thing and make my own brand and have my own, you know, live how I want to live. I have my, you know, in terms of business, I have my hand in a lot of my hat. I wear many different hats, you know, so this is definitely just, this is definitely, you know, this is definitely my focus. But in terms of, like, income and stuff, you know, to be an independent artist, you have to make money. You have to be able to make money, make content, pay for sessions, pay for mixes, you know, it's all type of stuff, marketing, promotions. So I kind of realized that I've been doing this, what, like 4 years now? So yeah, like 4 years now. And like, you know, at first you're kind of just doing it and you're like learning. You're learning trial and error, how this works, how that works, you know. And now I'm at that point where it's like, you know, I kind of been at this point because I've always been more business minded. Like I'm an artist and creative, but I also understand the business to everything. So, you know, it's called music business. So I've really been studying that. And, you know, one thing that is just not going nowhere is obviously this shit is expensive. So
yeah.
I've just been like, okay, let me really focus on getting my money together, saving up, you know, so I can really do it how I want to do it. So
yeah, for sure. And I know from talking to different independent artists, like that's like the main thing. It's just like making the money to do all of these things that like bigger artists are doing that have labels backing them. And you guys are all doing it for yourselves. And I just think that's like really immensely amazing to be able to do that and just financially support yourself and your passion. So
I
love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about your acting too as well, because you said you had your hat like in a bunch of different
places.
So you're on CW's All American. And funny enough, the CW was my first job like out of school. Like that's Yeah, I worked in Rhode Island. So I always have like a special place in my heart for the CW.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I just want to know, how was your experience working on the show and how did that opportunity come about?
So that was a great experience. Amazing cast, amazing crew. Everybody was super cool. Yeah, those are fun. Like that shit is so fun because it doesn't feel like work, you know, especially that type of set environment. It was like, you know, I played college football, so I'm used to being around like a team environment, and you know, so it was really cool because it was kind of like you got to relive that in a way because you were on a team with a bunch of different guys that you didn't know that you were, oh, some, you know, some you might know, but like for the most part, a lot of people were just meeting each other when I first started. So it was cool because it's like that was 4 years ago, and like I have like close friends from that now that I'm like working with, making music with, or doing, you know, that, or that are just in my life supporting, you know. It's like I made real friends on there, real brothers. So that was really the coolest part about it. And that's what I loved about playing football in college as well, is like the camaraderie, you know, meeting people with the same interests, same ambitions, same goals, and you know, just kind of on some iron sharpens iron, like, oh, this is what you're doing. Oh, how can we make this work in terms of like outside of this, you know, like we doing this, but it's like everybody on set was like had their own little shit they was doing. So it was cool to see, you know, just like-minded people trying to make some shit happen. So that was really cool. Obviously, you know, they fed us really well, you know, it's always good food on set. It's just fun, you know, it's a bunch of silly motherfuckers on there. So it was cool. It was definitely fun. And yeah, just the networking part of it was super dope.
Would you ever see yourself acting again?
Yeah, I can. That's not my focus right now, just to be honest. People always ask me that, like, you know, I like I said, I'm acting. I do love acting as well, but not like I do love music. It's like not the same passion, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think they go hand in hand where I was, you know, it helps me leverage with just everything else I'm trying to do. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. And I do like expressing myself on screen. Mm-hmm. But I more so like want to do some skits and short films on my own producer director wave, like about my music, my tapes. Mm-hmm. You know, my life, you know, I want to more so do stuff like that. You know, you see artists doing stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a process. But I do think I'm still going to pursue that as well. I just don't think that it's not as prioritized as music right now, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot going on, like music wise, too. So,
right.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about like your new single 3 AM and like what was the inspiration behind that?
I'm trying to like explain it in a way I haven't before, but to be honest, it's an expression of an experience with a woman, me woman to man, you know, in an intimate way where I just painted a picture, you know, using my words of a, you know, relationship that I was in for not necessarily just a night. It could have just, you know, I use past experiences, past relations, past, you know, situations that I've been in and use that to paint pictures through my music. And so that's all it is like a, you know, late night love story.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that.
For sure.
So if you could have anyone featured on 3 AM, who would you have?
Oh, that's tough. I never even thought about that because I should try to get somebody on there. I'm thinking, I could hear some like, I could hear like some woman vocals on there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fire, like SZA, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one, but off the top of my head, maybe someone like that. She's super talented. Fresh about to show, and you look good. I could also hear like somebody else, maybe rapping on there. I don't know. That's tough. You kind of got me with that one. I never really thought about who I would hear on there. I just hear myself and I sound so good. So I just been like, you know.
No, I could definitely hear like a woman's vocals on that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I don't know if you're familiar with her, but probably though, because she was on CW. She was on All American too, but Journey Montana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that name. I got to do some research. See, I'll be in my own world. Honestly, that's why it kind of sometimes be hard for me to answer questions about other people because, like, I forget. Like, I know people and I might know what you're doing, your faith. But, like, if I don't know you personally, it's not like I'm thinking, you know what I mean? I've just never been that type to. Obviously, I should do some more research, and I need to know, you know, about the industry I'm in. But, yeah, I'm just being honest, though. I just kind of be in my own world. But, no, I definitely hear some, female vocals on there. That would be dope.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know it's for like, your whole musical journey too, like starting in, I know you're like from LA, and I think that who was your inspiration like growing up as well, like who did you listen to?
Right. Like LA wise or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay. That varies so much. I really grew up, you know, my parents played a lot of music. I'm thinking a lot of jazz. My parents are big jazz heads. So I was always at the jazz festivals and all type of jazz concerts. And just hearing jazz, I just remember, you know, just hearing jazz all the time. So that's definitely something that's always, that frequency has definitely always been, you know, in me. But I personally, you know, being a kid, explored my own musical realms as well. Okay. I have an older sister who put me on a lot of music. Shout out my big sis. She's always like, I gave you your music taste. But I'm like, whatever. But no, she definitely did. I'm going to give you some artists, though. Singing wise, Sade, I'm just gonna start with like maybe who my dad listened to a lot that I listened to. Sade, my dad loves Sade, Stevie Wonder, Lil Wayne. He used to play a lot. Jay-Z. Growing up, And then, yeah, that's just a few from my dad. My mom listened to a lot of Marvin Gaye. Temptations, you know. who else did my mom listen to? Yeah, a lot of R&B though. My mom's definitely an R&B girl.
I love that.
Yeah, for sure. But growing up, I you know, like I said, I listened to so many different artists. So many different artists. Kendrick has always, you know what I'm saying, in the rap game. Kendrick. Man, growing up, I listened to like a lot of different. I listened to rock, you know. I used to listen to Linkin Park.
Listen
to Outkast. A lot of different artists, a lot of different genres too. I'm big on reggae. I love reggae music. So a lot of Bob Marley. I could go on and on, but that's just a few.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's very like mixed and reminds me a lot of my family too. Like my mom,
right,
R&B girly. My dad,
right,
like hip hop, soft
rock,
rock.
Right.
Like, you get a mixture of all of that and you just have an amazing like music taste. So,
right, exactly. Exactly.
So I know we talked a little bit off camera, but obviously it was like the huge LA fires that happened. And I just want to first extend my condolences about everything that's happened in LA. Like, I'm from Jersey, but just seeing everything, yeah, of course, like online and stuff. And it's just really heartbreaking. So I wanted to know, like, how was your experience during all of this?
Yeah, it's crazy times. It's a lot. It was like a lot to process at first. Now that we're kind of a couple weeks past it, okay, how do I put this? Because it's still as emotional, like seeing it now. But when it first happened, I think it was just a lot more devastating. You know, people have are kind of in the mindset now, like, okay, this has happened. How do we move past it? Like, how do we get back to what we, you know, the beautiful city we had in Altadena, Pasadena? Mm-hmm. I grew up in Altadena and Pasadena. Okay. Like, my mom's house was in Altadena. My dad's house was in Pasadena. And so I was, you know, I went to a school out there, my elementary school, middle school, high school. So it's all my childhood friends who have been affected. So my auntie crib burned down. Some of my best friends' cribs, parents burned down, cousins. And so it hit pretty close to home, honestly. And my mom actually, my dad doesn't live in California anymore, and my mom lives in LA now. Okay. She's lived in LA since like when I went to high school, my mom moved to LA. So, you know, luckily we didn't have a house that we were living in there now, but you know, that's still my hometown. It's still my people is in my middle school and my elementary school and all that got, you know, burnt down. So it's pretty tough to see it. It's sad, you know, it's sad. But we are gonna, you know, it's beautiful to see, as sad as it is. I think I posted something like this, like, it's beautiful to see all the love people are showing and we're showing ourselves in the community and helping people. Like, the day it was happening and stuff, just, you know, it's people. I can name a million people, so I'm not even gonna do that. But like, you know, shout out to everybody really going hard. Like, really out there, because it's a lot that the news isn't showing of how like severe this shit is. Like, it literally looks like a war zone up in Altadena, Pasadena. And, you know, condolences obviously everywhere else too, the Palisades and all that. But Pasadena, Altadena got hit hard. And, you know, Altadena is known for its historical beauty, you know, historically beautiful city it is. Generations of Black families that have owned property there since you know, since the 60s, 50s. There's a lot of history that people, you know, that's kind of coming out now that people didn't know about. I even didn't know everything. So it's cool to see that and to spread, you know, that knowledge around the people so they understand what Altadena, Pasadena was. You know, when you kind of grow up in it, that's just all you know. But like from the outside looking in, like it was really one of them. It was really one of them cities that, you know, like nobody expects this to happen. So I'm not going to say you take it for granted, but it's like, damn, like you really come, we really come from a legendary city of Altadena, Pasadena. And we have so many, so many beautiful souls up there trying to help keep the community together. So it's really beautiful and inspiring to see. You know, it's kind of one of them situations where it's like, I wish I could do more, you know, but it happened, you know, it happened. We got to get through it. Not everybody is as fortunate. Some people are in really bad shape, you know, obviously their house and mentally. So just trying to, we got to just continue to uplift each other because we're going to have good days, bad days. And it's still something that everybody's just processing because this is like the craziest shit to ever happen in my life, you know? It's like, so I'm just trying to see the beauty in it. I'm the type to always try to look in the positives, turn the negatives into positives, you know? So I have faith that, Altadena, I have faith that Pasadena will get back to its, you know, its beautiful essence, its beautiful nature, its beautiful community, its beautiful homes. You know, God is real. God is working. Even when we don't understand what's going on, you know, it doesn't make sense to us. We still got to know that, you know, there is a God. He still loves you, you know, and that's really, you know, what I'm trying to spread through this, because a lot of people are probably questioning, like, why us, why me, why my family, you know, like, there's no explanation for this. So, you know, just trying to encourage people, I think, is the main goal right now.
Exactly. I thank you so, so much for sharing that as well. And I just feel like from like being an outsider looking in, I've been to LA a couple of times and stuff. And it's just like any other community, it's just like you guys banding together. And I think seeing that online and the outpour and then everyone helping as well, even from the outside, like myself. And I know that Pasadena, Altadena, especially those neighborhoods that were affected with like a lot of Black families, that aren't getting as much spotlight as like the big celebrities that are also lost their house. And like, obviously I'm like very sad for them as well, but like more so just like regular people who also lost homes that they were most likely going to pass on to the next generation of people. So I just wanted to, you know, thank you so much again for sharing your story. And then I will have resources as well on the site. So if anyone wants to donate or anything like that, they can. So
yes. And we thank, you know, speaking from my heart, from, you know, this city, we're very thankful to all the love and support, you know, that we're getting from all over the world. It's really overwhelming, especially the first, you know, few days. All the people that was reaching out to me, all the people that was, you know, praying, sending love, trying to see where they could help. It's so many ways to help. You know, there's a list of, I've been posting different links and resources, but there's all types of places you can go and donate, nonprofits, companies, direct families, their GoFundMes. That helps a lot because these people are starting off from nothing, you know, they have to rebuild their whole lives. So very thankful for everybody supporting.
Yeah, and you have been doing that. Like, we follow each other and you have been posting and sharing resources for everyone. And I also like appreciate that as someone, so I can, you know, reshare to my community as well over here. Thank you so, so much. But we're going to change topics to something a little bit, you know, more happy and talk about your music. And I just want to know, what can fans, you know, expect from you next after your release of 3AM? I know last year you released an EP on Valentine's Day. So, what are we gonna, what can we expect next?
So you can expect a lot. I'm doing a lot. I told myself this year, I want to drop a lot more music. I dropped a good amount last year, but not nearly as much as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, I still salute myself for what I did do. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's that competitor in me that always wants to do more. I realized that trying to perfect everything, you know, is just another form of procrastination. Like, get that shit out. Like, get it out, bro. I'm talking to myself, like, just drop it. Drop it, make the content, push it, keep going. Do it again, trial and error. You know, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so what I have coming next, I'm going to drop a few different projects this year. I'm actually working on, this is kind of like a collab. It's kind of like a collab tape. It's my project, but it's a rap tape. You know, I don't know if you know me as a rapper, but I'm a rapper. Mm-hmm. I started off rapping and learned how to sing as through the years. So I sing and rap, just so you know. But I have this project coming out. It's called Ambition. And it's a rap tape. It is mainly produced by my bro, Breadman. My brother, super talented brother. Shout out, Bread, who actually produced 3AM too. So, you know, the style of production is not too, you know, even though it's not R&B like 3AM was, the style of production is still cohesive to my sound, which I'm excited about, to give people a different side of me. You know, I feel like ambition comes from a place of describing who I am, my life, what I'm trying to do in life. It has a lot of substance. It has a lot of life to it. A lot of speaking life in this project, which I think is important because of how powerful words are. And me understanding that, knowing that, I know that what I put out is what I'm going to receive. You know, having an abundance mindset, you know, having an abundance lifestyle. I'm super blessed. You know, I'm super, super inspired all the time, super ambitious to just be myself and express myself however I want to, you know, whether people like it or not. And so ambition is kind of me. It's going to be a really dope project. I'm excited. But people haven't heard me rap as much like this recently. Been dropping a lot of more stuff, you know, for the ladies and kind of smooth, melodic, you know. So this is like, even though I have dropped rap stuff in the past, this is kind of me resurfacing it. And it's just what I'm feeling right now. You know, I feel like we need some motivation. We need some substance. We need some direction. We need some, you know, you need some swag. We need all that. You know, we need confidence right now. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I come from Pasadena, Altadena. You know, my city breeds confidence. And so that's what's really special about us. And that's why I'm not worried about us coming back from this, because it's in us. You know what I mean? And, you know, this next project, Ambition, is going to be real special. I got some dope artist on here. Like I said, produced by my bro Breadman. Mm-hmm. I got some really dope features on here. Bread is featured on here. My boy Zion Amaru, my boy Wheelchair Jimmy, shout out to my guys. Thomas Austin is gonna be on there. He's super dope artist from Starkville, Mississippi. Doing his thing, man. Shout out Thomas, TA. Who else, man? Who else is on here that I'm missing? Yeah, that's all the features I have. So, my boy Vari is gonna be on there. My boy Vari he's actually from Portland, Oregon. Super dope lyricist. He's super dope rapper. He's out there doing some really dope, positive shit for his parts up there in Portland. So excited to get him on there. You know, it's a West Coast tape. It's definitely very West Coast. It has some kind of, like, you know, versatile vibes on it, but it's gonna be a really dope project. So that's coming out next month, I wanna say. I'm about to drop a single actually though. In about 2 weeks, I'm dropping a single. I'm dropping a single. I'm going to drop probably 2 singles and then drop the tape. It's going to be like an 8-song tape. So I'm super excited about that. Then, you know, I have another project I'm working on that I want to get out in the summer. I'll have some singles rolling out too in between then. Different vibes, you know. I got some more, you know, kind of R&B, melodic rap style type of, you know, I'm even got some little Afro type vibes, you know, for the summertime. Yeah. We're going to get to all that, you feel me? It's just, I'm going to take this year to drop all these different, you know, I'm a versatile person. Mm-hmm. I'm a versatile human. And, you know, I like to describe myself as being eclectic. Mm-hmm. And eclectic basically means that you draw from different walks of life, different cultures, different experiences, and to create your own unique sound. And I'm running with that word. I forgot somebody had gave me that word. I think it was this producer I know, artist Rad City. Shout out Rad City. I think she had said that. She had said that under like a I think we're having a conversation and she said that. I was like, you know, like describing like, what do you think, what's this or whatever, and we were just kind of describing me and my sound, and then I started using that in some interviews to describe my sound, because that's really what it is, you know. I've been all around the world. I've been able to travel and went to college in different states. So I'm a very, you know, versatile, diverse person where I've met all types of people, get along with all types of people all over the world. And it's allowed me to make a sound and a style of music that, you know, a lot of people can relate to, no matter where you at, where you are, you know. I'm just doing it my way, so.
I love that. I can't wait for all of these projects. So
Yeah. And then I'm gonna drop an R&B project, probably. We'll see. Probably a little EP towards this mid-year, towards the summer.
Okay.
It could come sooner, could come a little later, it could be fall. We'll see. But definitely some singles in between then. I'm making some super dope R&B vibes with my boy Laren. Shout out my boy Laren Wong, who's been in the studio with me grinding, teaching me a lot. He's a super dope R&B artist, musician, producer. Me, him, and Breadman. Also super dope. I already talked about him, but super dope artist, producer, writer. And they've been helping me with some of my R&B tracks, producing wise, lyrically, vocal producing. So I'm getting a lot better, and it's gonna be cool to see the reaction to this next kind of evolution of Dexter Kelly. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And I know your fans are as well. So like, where can we follow you to keep up with your music career?
So Dexter Kelly on all platforms, at Dexter Kelly, 2 Y's on Instagram, on X, on TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, you know, I'm everywhere. So you can add me at Dexter Kelly. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all the people that are following me on this journey. You know, it's a beautiful journey. So just stay tuned. We got a lot more coming. Put on the gas.
Thank you so much. It was so nice speaking with you.
Yes, thank you. It was great to speak with you. Keep doing your thing. Keep going hard. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you too.
Of course. For sure.